ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तापरायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भागवते उत्थानं श्लोकेषु श्रीभावति नैष्ठिकी। We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, Text 31, by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami. The Renunciation of Kardama Muni. Tanyeva te birupani. Tanyeva te birupani, tanyeva te birupani, rupani bhagavam stava, rupani bhagavam stava, rupani bhagavam stava, rupani bhagavam stava, yani yani charochante, yani charochante, yani yani charochante, Svajananamarupina, 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 Tanyeva Tepirupani, Rupani Bhagavamstava, Bhagavamstava, Yani Yani Charochante, Svajananamarupina, Tanyeva te birupani, rupani bhagavamstava, yani yani charochante, svajananamarupina, tanyeva te birupani, rupani bhagavamstava, Yani yani charochante svajanana marupina. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Repeat. My dear Lord, although you have no material form, you have your own innumerable forms. They truly are your transcendental forms, which are pleasing to your devotees. My dear Lord, although you have no material form, you have your own innumerable forms. They truly are your transcendental forms, which are pleasing to your devotees. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the Lord is one absolute, but he has ananta, or innumerable forms. Advaitam, achutam, anadim, anantarupam. The Lord is the original form, but still he has multiforms. Those multiforms are manifested by him transcendentally, according to the tastes of his multi-devotees. It is understood that once Hanuman, the great devotee of Lord Ramchandra, said that he knew Narayan, the husband of Lakshmi, and Rama, the husband of Sita, are one and the same. And that there is no difference between Lakshmi and Sita. But as for himself, he liked the form of Lord Ram. In a similar way, some devotees worship the original form of Lord Ram. In a similar way, some devotees worship the original form of Krishna. But when we say Krishna, we refer to all forms of the Lord. Not only Krishna, but Ram, Nrisimha, Varaha, Narayan, etc. The varieties of transcendental forms exist simultaneously. This is also stated in the Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Murtishu Nanavataram. He already exists in multi-forms, but none of the forms are material. Sridhar Swami has commented that Arupina, without form, means without material form. The Lord has form, otherwise how can it be stated here? Tanyeva te birupani rupani Bhagavam stava. You have your forms, but they are not material. Materially, you have no form, but spiritually, transcendentally, you have multiforms. Mayavadi philosophers cannot understand these transcendental forms of the Lord. And being disappointed, they say that the Supreme Lord is impersonal. But that is not a fact. Whenever there is form, there is a person. Many times, in many literatures, the Lord is described as Purusha, which means the original form, the original enjoyer. The conclusion is that the Lord has no material form, and yet according to the liking of different grades of devotees, he simultaneously exists in multi-forms, such as Rama, Nrisimha, Varaha, Narayan, and Mukunda. There are many thousands and thousands of forms, but they are all Vishnu Tattva, Krishna. Om Agyati Mananda Syaganananjana Salakaya Chaksu Manditam Jina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitana Manobistam Stapitam Jina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Svaparantikam Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yakripa Tarham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarane. In his purport, Prabhupada mentions that Krishna is one, and this is stated in the Brahma Samhita, that he is the Adi Purusha, the first person, Govinda, Adi Purusha, Tamaham Bhajami. Even though the majority of Hindus think that the Brahman, impersonal aspect of God, of Krishna, is the highest. Lord Brahma and many other great saints in our Sampradaya make it clear that Krishna is Adi Purusha, that he is always a person. In fact, he is the first, he is the original person. It is also stated in the Brahma Samhita that Krishna has many forms, like Rama, Ramadi Murtishu, and Narayan, and Nrisimha, and Varaha. the opulence of Krishna is that he has many forms. However, impersonalists are very prone to worship Vishnu in the form of Panchopasana. Vishnu, Surya, Shiva, Ganesh, Durga. They are considered inferior to Brahman. But Vaishnavas worship Krishna as the supreme original being. So this debate has gone on since time immemorial. It's a philosophical debate. When Prabhupada was ill in the hospital in New York, one impersonalist yogi, a Sachidananda Swami, who is dead now, came to see Prabhupada. And devotees wanted to know why an impersonalist came to see him. And Prabhupada said, "He is an impersonalist, but he is very kind to me." And a doctor Mishra, who was also an impersonalist, gave Prabhupada a place to stay in New York. So Prabhupada had a friendly relationship with this Sachidananda Swami and Dr. Mishra, even though they were both confirmed impersonalists, Mayavadis. But the philosophical debate has been going on a long, long time between Vaishnavas and Mayavadis. So it is difficult to understand for some that Krishna has many forms, and none of them is material. Krishna has many forms that simultaneously exist all over the universe. But he does have a form. And as Prabhupada says here, otherwise the verse would not say, Virupani Rupani Bhagavam Stava. You have forms, but they are not material. In the Ishopanishad, it is described that Krishna has a form, a human-like form, but in that form there are no veins. But still it is a form, but it is not a material form. This is the difference between the Jiva and Vishnu Tattva. Jiva Tattva has a material form. And the mission of Krishna consciousness is to convert these material Jiva Tattva forms into spiritual forms. Like putting iron into fire. To change the conditioned into the unconditioned. That is the purpose of the Krishna devotees. So whatever form one is attached to is considered to be bona fide, whether it is Rama, Narayana, or Krishna. One of Lord Chaitanya's devotees was very attached to the name of Ram. He characterized himself as Hanuman. And Lord Chaitanya tested him. And he was very attached to that, and he proved that he was very attached to the name of Ram, more than the name of Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya approved of this. It is also implied in this verse that when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, that we are referring to all the forms of Krishna. Even though the name Krishna is more powerful, it is said by Rupa Goswami that the name of Vishnu is more powerful than the name of Rama. But when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that Rama refers not only to Ramchandra, but to Balaram and Radhika Ramana and Radharaman, all the forms of Ram and all the forms of Krishna. So the Maha Mantra is all-inclusive. It doesn't simply refer to a singular form of Krishna, but all the forms of Krishna. Therefore, it is very important and the most powerful of all mantras that we can chant. And because the Maha Mantra contains all the forms of Krishna, even great demigods, great powerful leaders like Lord Shiva and Narada Muni, when they hear the Maha Mantra, they become stunned in ecstasy. So powerful is the Maha Mantra. These forms of Krishna, as it is said in Prabhupada's purport, are manifested transcendentally. They are not material. And there is no difference between Ram and Krishna. So as Prabhupada says in the purport, when we say Krishna, we refer to all the forms of the Lord, Ramana, Sringavara, and Narayan, because they all exist simultaneously. There was an exhibit in Washington, D.C. called Puja. And one English lady said that it is very important to have forms of God, even though she had no transcendental realizations exactly as we have them. But this was an exhibit in a Smithsonian Institution gallery that lasted for over 1 year. It showed how in India people worship deities in their homes and in roadside shrines and in temples. It was stated in this exhibit that to have a relationship with a deity is very important psychologically. The idea was that we cannot worship nothingness or air or invisibility or Brahman and feel reciprocation. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yayatam mam prapadyante tam stathai bhavajamiham, that he reciprocates, and he reciprocates personally. Accordingly is the word that Prabhupada uses in the translation, accordingly. According to our degree of surrender, Krishna reciprocates. There cannot be reciprocation with nothingness. Therefore, forms, Shilas, Murtis, and the 21 different gurus mentioned in the Bhagavatam, or 24 different gurus, I can't remember which, the arrow maker, the air, the wind, they are all considered gurus by the Avaduta. But one who is transcendentally fixed in consciousness repeats the Maha Mantra again and again, because this is the highest form of meditation, the highest form of yoga, the highest form of bhakti, the most complete form of meditation upon Krishna is to chant his names. In the higher planetary systems, there have been debates about whether or not silent japa is superior to spoken japa, whether one should chant the names aloud or silently. In the end, the method of singing Krishna's names aloud won the debate, because when we chant Krishna's name aloud, it forces us to think of Krishna in the mind. It benefits all living entities, even those who are unable to chant, like trees and insects. It forces us to meditate upon Krishna. Therefore, chanting the names of Krishna in this form, in this mantra, is considered superior. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. At first, Prabhupada wanted his Western disciples to chant 64 rounds every day. Then he very mercifully reduced the number to 16. He said that when we become spiritually fixed, that we should take all risks to preach. All risks. There is nothing that is in life that is risk-free. We may die at any moment. We may be stung by an insect with some fatal bite. Traveling in automobiles and airplanes is very dangerous. Life in this Kali Yuga is even more dangerous than it was in the past, because modern technology has created more and more dangers. We can travel faster, we can communicate faster, and we can die faster. More people can die faster, because technology has produced very horrible weapons of mass destruction. So, it is said, param param yad vi param natesham. There is great danger, not only today, but at all times. We can be injured at any moment or killed at any moment. So King Kulashekar has prayed that he wishes to die when he is very young and when he is meditating upon Krishna, not when he is too old to vibrate the holy name of the Lord. He wishes to die immediately. So as Prabhupada said, there is always great risk in preaching. People do not want to hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They do not want to read the books of Krishna consciousness. They do not want to associate with devotees. They do not want to go to temples. They don't want to give up their materialistic ways of life, their sense gratification. They are prone to harm devotees, even though devotees only want their good. Sometimes they have killed them. Sometimes they have put them in prison. Sometimes they have injured them. Sometimes they have injected deadly substances into their bodies and ruined their mentality. Sometimes they have crippled them. Nonetheless, Prabhupada has told us that we must take all risks to preach, even though the business can be very dangerous. There is one instance in which Satsarupa Goswami was complaining to Prabhupada that the newspapers were writing negative articles about the devotees. And Prabhupada's response was, "Why are you worried about a few articles in the newspaper? Someday they will line you up before a firing squad and shoot you dead." And this actually had happened once in Liberia. So not only was Prabhupada a Vaishnava, but he was a preacher. Not only was he a preacher for Krishna consciousness, but his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was known as the Singha Guru. He preached even against Mayavadism. What to speak of preaching Krishna consciousness in the Western world? So this is the difference. Sometimes people want to know what the difference is between ISKCON and Vaishnavism. One important difference between many other mats and sects of Vaishnavism is that Prabhupada wanted his to be a preaching movement. He told the devotees he wanted to die with his boots on, like Arjuna, and never give up the fight to preach Krishna consciousness. So stop there. My dear Lord, although you have no material form, you have your own innumerable forms. They truly are your transcendental forms, which are pleasing to your devotees. So we have about 10 minutes for comments and questions. Let it go. That's it. You're a guru now, huh? also servant guru. It's very nice. Who? Speak.
You mentioned today your lecture with Srila Prabhupada has had association with impersonalism, for example, with Dr. Mishra. He was impersonalist. So the question is, who have more chance to be in Krishna consciousness? Impersonalists who are like science, or just for commoners, like we were.
I don't understand your question. Scientists, impersonalists, or people like... So I think I'm understanding the question or his comment that he wants to know who has a better chance, a scientific impersonalist or impersonalist like us, like we were before we were devotees. Is that right? Prabhupada said once that yellow bamboo does not bend. Yellow bamboo does not bend. That means that older people cannot change their ways very easily. He also said once, when someone asked him, why are there so many young people in your movement? He said, we want the young flowers of your country, America, not old fools. People, scientists are generally older people. And they are generally very opinionated and fixed in their way of thinking. They are people who believe in the scientific method. Some of them are impersonalists. They believe there is a force in the universe. Some of these scientists call that force God. It is the force that they sometimes call gravity or valence, the energy that holds electrons and atoms together and molecules. At least they think or realize there is something that can't be fully described. But they do not become personalist Vaishnavas, generally. But we Western people who were brought up in Christian countries were often taught that God has no form. Of course, some of us didn't believe that because if we thought that if Christ had a form and he was the Son of God, then his Father also must have had a form. Whatever we thought, whether we were atheists or whether we were agnostics, or whether we were impersonalists, we were much more easily converted to Krishna consciousness. So our chances were greater We had not built up a big body of scientific evidence. We hadn't become slaves to people like Darwin and Marx and Freud and bogus Christians, unreal Christians who don't believe that God can have a form. So our chances and the chances of people who are not scientifically convinced are better in general. That's what I think.
Chant our japa in a special time, for example, Buddha time, morning. Or we may chant japa when we are waiting for somebody, or we are in a bus, in a car. So, is the power of Maha Mantra the same when we chant in a special time, or when we chant just an occasion somewhere?
So, he wanted to know if it's better to chant at the Brahma Muhurta hour or in a car or a bus or while walking, right? Something like that.
No, he asked if the power of chanting is the same.
So he wanted to know if the power of the chanting is the same at the Brahma Muhurta hour or in a car or while walking or waiting or in a bus. That the power of the mantra depends on our consciousness and upon the mercy of Krishna. It is not mechanical. Someone can chant during the Brahma Muhurta hours and be thinking about sex all the time. And someone can be out of doors in a car chanting the Maha Mantra and praying to Krishna very sincerely. Of course, it is better if one can sit and chant and concentrate during the Brahma Muhurta hours. But it is very difficult to concentrate the mind. The most important thing is to always remember Krishna and never forget Him. If that's easier during the Brahma Muhurta hours or in the shadow of Govardhan Hill or in India, then the Maha Mantra has more power. For some, however, they can chant very powerfully in a place like Stockholm, Sweden, or Nuremberg, Germany. They don't have to be in India or during our chant during the Brahma Muhurta hours. But this is not to minimize the importance of chanting in a spiritual place. Prabhupada wanted all of his disciples to come to Mayapur for at least 1 month out of every year just to hear and chant. So, to summarize, chanting is dependent on our consciousness and the mercy of Krishna. It is not mechanical, and it doesn't strictly depend on where we are and when we're chanting. In the Purushottam month. And that's why, I guess you know, there are many thousands and tens of thousands of people coming to circumambulate Govardhan Hill and offer dandavat parikramas. So we should take advantage of this great facility, chant the Maha Mantra, and think constantly about Krishna. It's a great benediction. Hare Krishna.